Environmental groups in Russia have called on the Kremlin to urgently release details of a radioactive leak following a reported nuclear explosion last week in the country's north. Seven people, including five nuclear engineers, died in the explosion and have now been buried in the town of Sarov, where Russian nuclear warheads are made. Moscow has confirmed the explosion at its weapons testing range involved radioactive materials, but has released no further details. The Kremlin's slow and secretive response has raised questions about its clandestine weapons program. Daryl Kimball is the executive director of the Arms Control Association in Washington, D.C., and he joins me on Breakfast this morning. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Is it your view that Russia was testing a prototype nuclear-powered cruise missile when this explosion occurred?
Well, all of the signs so far point to that as the nature of this test. There was definitely a radiation leakage. Russian authorities have said that it was related to experiments related to a nuclear propulsion system. President Putin has publicly announced that Russia is trying to develop a cruise missile, which is a maneuverable long-range missile powered by a small, compact, but unshielded nuclear reactor. So it looks as though they were trying to perfect this system, but it's extraordinarily dangerous, I think reckless to do so. And I agree with those calling on Russia to provide more details about the nature of the radioactive material involved and the extent of the contamination thus far.
The nuclear agency confirmed that the scientists have been killed during testing of an isotope power source in a liquid propulsion system. Can you just decode that for us? What does that mean?
Well, there's a experimental technology that Russia is obviously pursuing. The United States pursued this in the 1950s and 60s and gave it up. That involves a small nuclear reactor heating the fuel elements of this propulsion system. And so what it means is that you have on this missile, not just a nuclear warhead, but you have a flying nuclear reactor. And so it's a very difficult technically to pull off. Obviously, the Russians are having problems. This missile system, I think it's safe to say, is years away from operational deployment. And I would argue that it's also, completely redundant. I mean, Russia and the United States both have, today as we speak, about 1,400 nuclear warheads on long-range ballistic missiles powered by conventional propellant, solid fuel propellant, that can reach targets anywhere in the world in under 20 minutes. So there is no need for this exotic propulsion system for a new type of missile to deter nuclear attack against the Russian motherland.
Satellite images appear to show that the Russians have sent a special nuclear fuel carrier ship to the area. What does that indicate?
Well, it looks as though they've transferred in the last year, some of their testing equipment for this nuclear propulsion system from the island of Novaya Zemlya, which is their old nuclear testing site, to an offshore area north of the city of Arkhangelsk in the Arctic Ocean. And so they've been conducting these tests of some kind of this system on a platform on a ship offshore. That obviously, to me, suggests that they know that this is dangerous. They want it away from population centers. But nevertheless, there was this accident which killed technicians involved in conducting the experiment. And as we've seen reports from official and unofficial sources on shore in Russia, some of the radiation reached the population centers, and there have been some increases in the background levels, though we don't have specifics about what kind of radiation, exactly how high those radiation levels became.
We've learned overnight that the Russian military had instructed residents of a village near the naval testing range to evacuate on Tuesday, but then cancelled the orders hours later. Why the need to evacuate nearby residents and then, well, strangely, to also cancel it? What sort of tests would require that sort of move?
Well, I mean, all I can infer from that is that the Russian military authorities knew that there was, radiation leaking from the site where the accident took place, drifting over onto the shore where there was people. So they seemed to have, out of precaution, urged an evacuation. Why they reversed themselves, I simply don't know. This is one of the things that I think the Russian authorities need to help explain. I think we need to recognize that, you know, this was not a Chernobyl-scale accident. This is not a large-scale nuclear accident. But the lack of information from the Russian government and the military, combined with these readings of low-level radiation spikes, I think do give the local population, reason to be concerned about what the situation actually is.
Following the explosion, Donald Trump tweeted that the United States has similar but more advanced technology than the Russians. Is that correct?
Well, Donald Trump's tweets are often poorly informed or quickly composed. The United States is not developing a nuclear-powered propulsion system for nuclear-armed ballistic missiles. Donald Trump may not realize that. That may not have been what he meant. The other thing I think we can, my interpretation of his tweet is he's trying to boast that the United States has a more deadly, more devastating nuclear arsenal than Russia does. Both countries have extremely large nuclear arsenals. Both countries have the capacity to annihilate the other side if there was an all-out nuclear war. There's no reason for President Trump or President Putin to be boasting about their nuclear capabilities. What both presidents need to be doing is directing their teams to sit down at the negotiating table to ensure that we have common sense nuclear arms control agreements in place to prevent an all-out nuclear arms race. And there's one particular treaty that's due to expire in 2021, the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, that the Trump administration is waffling on, and it would be very useful if the two presidents decided to extend that treaty so that we at least have some limits on the world's two largest nuclear stockpiles.
You mentioned earlier that this is not at the Chernobyl level, but could people living in the vicinity be at risk of radiation sickness?
Based upon what I know, I don't think so. But we need to remember that, any additional exposure to ionizing radiation is not good for you. The average American receives about 3 millisieverts of background radiation. That includes, the diagnostic medical tests that people have from time to time. It's unlikely that the people in the areas near this accident have received that much so far, but any additional exposure to radiation does marginally increase the chance of mutations that can cause cancer. So it's not good to be exposed to levels that are above background for a prolonged period. So this is one of the things that I think we need to, the Russian government needs to provide some information about. There is public health concern, and this should be dealt with as a public health issue rather than some sort of state military secret.
Darryl, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Darryl Kimball is the Executive Director of the Arms Control Association in Washington, D.C.